Despite the government shutdown around them, congressional members routinely struck a strong bipartisan tone during the panel.
And it's important to come together in a bipartisan, bi-coastal effort to address this issue. Don't let this little divide here say anything about Trey and I not working together on this issue.
In these times of incredible pessimism, I hope, though, that we can be maybe a tiny little ray of light, a hope of optimism.
That was Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy and Republican Congressman Trey Radel. Both men put together the four-hour-long hearing focused on the negative effects of the ongoing water releases from Lake Okeechobee on water quality in Florida. Radel and Murphy represent districts west and east of the lake, respectively. Congressional members from all over the state and the country stopped by to express their concern for the St. Lucie and Caloosahatchee Rivers. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who has been battling with Republicans in the House over a spending bill, expressed her relief that bipartisanship was alive in at least one corner of the House.
It's really a beautiful sight. We have a bipartisan coming together about an issue. It's not an issue, really. It's about our planet.
However, the fact that federal agencies were shut down during the panel loomed large over the meeting. Democratic Congresswoman Corinne Brown of Jacksonville says projects aimed at solving water problems are carried out by non-essential federal employees, most of whom are furloughed right now.
Because with the shutdown, that means that all of the projects that would be ready will be delayed. So this is hurting us.
Ultimately, the biggest request from state and local officials at the meeting was for Congress to adequately fund projects that would clean up the Everglades and store water from Lake Okeechobee. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, who stopped by the House panel, says that funding depends on whether Congress passes a federal water bill known as WERDA.
Go to the west of the lake. Go to the Caloosahatchee. There's a project that is scheduled for a big holding area south of LaBelle. That whole project is going to cost close to $500 million. We've got to have appropriations, but we got to have a water bill first that authorizes it.
Besides the many appearances from federal representatives, various state lawmakers, officials from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, environmental activists, as well as residents from the east and west coast of the state who raise money to take a bus to Washington, were all at the hearing. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.